Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Lamed Beis of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we learn about include: the Mishnah discusses how much a non-Kohen has to pay if he ate chametz that is truma, and says that it would depend whether he ate it b'mezid or b'shagig. The Gemara raises the question whether payment for truma is calculated based on the volume of what you ate or based on the value of what you ate. The Gemara tries two proofs to resolve this issue and then suggests that it is subject to a machlokes tanoim. Almost the entire Amud Beis is dedicated to a discussion of how much truma a non-kohen has to eat to be chayiv to pay the keren ha-chaimish, and whether the payments are ever split from each other. Some of the key terms of concepts that we will discuss in today's daf include keren v'chaimish. When somebody who is not a kohen eats truma, he has to pay back the principal value of the truma plus an additional 25% to a kohen to be mechaper for the avera. Ein nesina b'pachas m'shava pruta. When the Torah uses the term nesina, the assumption is that it refers to something worth at least a pruta. Me'ila, when somebody benefits from hektish items, b'shoigig, they bring a special carbon asham for their avera. Somebody who enjoys hektish on purpose is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim.